Now, news of David Bowie's death spread during the after parties for last night's Golden Globes in Beverly Hills. The atmosphere totally changed as people saw the news on their phones. It had been a night of laughter, thanks to the program host Ricky Gervais.
We're live on NBC, and it's right that NBC hosts this award show because they're the only network who are truly fair and impartial. And that's because they're the only network with zero nominations.
NPR's Nina Gregory reports on those who were nominated and won.
It wasn't all cracking wise last night at the Beverly Hilton. There were a few serious moments, like when actor Leonardo DiCaprio won for Best Actor in a Drama for his role in The Revenant, a Western epic set in the American frontier.
I want to share this award with all the First Nations people represented in this film and all the indigenous communities around the world. It is time that we recognize your history.
The Revenant won the most awards, while the most affection went to a very nervous Sylvester Stallone. Almost 40 years ago, he won a Golden Globe for playing Rocky Balboa. He won another last night for playing the same character in the movie Creed.
This is incredible. Last time I was here, it was 1977, and I was kind of hit by tumbleweed. It was a long time ago. It was like a different situation. And the view is so beautiful now.
But that was not the sweetest moment of the night.
Cookies for everyone tonight. My treat.
For her role playing Cookie Lion on Empire, Taraji P. Henson won a Golden Globe for Best Actress in a TV Drama.
Who knew that playing an ex-convict would take me all around the globe?
But as the cue came to wrap up her speech as she was thanking her publicist, she shut it down.
My publicist, Pam Sharp. So many people are like, please rap. Wait a minute. I waited 20 years for this. You're going to wait?
And they did. And the crowd cheered. Nina Gregory, NPR News.